Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Well, how are you?
Your
well is developing well.
It's getting on good.
Oh, well.
I was thinking of you both last night.
Oh.
Because I wasn't watching. I tried to watch the darts. I turned it on, and this is the fucking truth. I've been trying to get into it, but it's a bit, for me, it's just a bit repetitive or something. There isn't a obvious journey. I know there is in terms of the scores, but I turned it on at one stage, and all I could hear was this fella shouting, I can't speak.
That's Wayne Mardle.
Sorry, turned it on at the most exciting time when he thought it was boring.
That's Wayne Mardle, who's been suffering from a head cold with John Part all week.
And now he lost his voice.
I can't speak, I've lost my voice.
He actually couldn't come
Tommy.
So then I did see that leg then. They showed a high. But how did the rest of the match develop?
Oh, listen. Spectacular. It started at such a high level that it just went, this can't get any better. Yes, it is. It's getting better and better and better. And then it did level out for a little while.
I probably tried to watch it while it was leveling out.
No, you didn't. You said, Tommy, you were watching it when Wayne Mardle lost his voice and had to be replaced on the commentary. He actually lost his voice.
Was that the peak of it, of the match?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it continued after that.
It was the
level of 180s. But this was 16 days and 16 nights at the Ali Pally and the culmination.
I was so delighted.
I was so delighted
that Smith won it in the end.
Smith won it.
Yeah, and incredible. The bully Smith.
Oh, it was just
by much. Did he win it by much?
He won it 7-4.
Yeah,
7 sets to 4.
But that was a bit of a baiting.
Yeah, but Michael van Gerwen had bossed the whole way through 4-0, 5-0. He'd only dropped a few sets.
He was beating everyone.
He was giving it go on.
Okay, well, you were driving back from Dingle.
No, I was back. I got back for it. We made
you
sure.
You don't drive when the darts is on.
The darts.
You make sure you're at home.
But I said something on Twitter going, that is the Jesus, Mary and Joseph. That is the greatest leg of darts I've ever seen in my life. And a load of fellas and my God, I've never seen the leg of a women were going, that is proper arrows. This is the best arrows I've ever seen. It was just, it's as if the whole world were watching last night.
Maybe not
the whole world.
Everyone except Tommy.
Just to explain, Tommy.
All of your world.
We jumped up off the couch. We couldn't. Reen loves his darts.
Do you have a board in the house?
We have a board out in the garage.
I cried a little bit when Smith won.
And do the boys use it?
Boys love their darts. The darts and pool.
Darts. I grew up playing darts.
I have a championship dartboard.
Get it up into the studio immediately.
Could you imagine before we do a podcast, we just do
warm up.
Would you have a look the down there? Just
have you a championship tape
on your left hand side?
Are you joking me?
Is there a board there? Like in the wall, no?
Now,
is there anything like in the wall there?
Out of all sports we should have in the hen house, we should have a darts board.
Is it in a box?
A big black
box.
It could be a Winnemow. I have a Winnemow.
Pull it out, Blu-ray.
Tommy. Off your side, though.
Like the Supreme tables.
Wait, I'm taking the headphones off.
In pool.
I'm going in.
I'd say you've got a Winnemow. Winnemow are the original dartboard. Winnemow.
Now, mind the dartboards beside the altar.
Tommy, where were the great dart pubs in Avon? The Round O would love their darts, surely. Oh my God. Where were the darts pubs?
It's pure heavy.
Was Fitzsimons a darts pub? Fitzsimons
a darts pub down the back. The little spotlight on it and the lads with the chalk chalking down from 501.
Do you know what they have in one of the bars out in Inishir? Is they have a dart board. Sorry, Louise, I might have to send you on a...
I think it's like... It's here, I have it. In the frame, like, it's in the box.
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, look at this. Is it big? Right. Oh, this is a Winnemow. So I think, if I'm right, I think this could be a Winnemow. It's got its own board. It opens up to keep the dust off it.
Yes.
And here we go at the hen house. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, nice. Let's have a look.
Oscalay.
Look at that. It's a Winnemow. Yes. It's one of the beauts, Tommy. That's the old school SFB. That is old school.
We need to get this up
and we need to be playing darts for half an hour before every session.
Okay, I'm putting it over here.
That's old school, the Winnemow.
As opposed to?
There are new versions of it, but that is the quality old school with the doors to keep the dust off it. And you can write the chalk scores on each side of the door.
Well, look.
Five home and away. Yes. That's like Equus versus Paddy Fitzsimons.
And it's got the old wire.
That is quality, Tommy. For that thing to happen last night in sport was probably, I've been on Lions tours, I've been at All-Ireland finals, I've been in Cheltenham for Gold Cups. But for me, I think that will rank up there as one of the greatest moments in my sporting life of any sporting event that I've ever seen in my life. I will never see the likes of it again. I texted you straight after it. I was shaking.
Who? Texted who?
Larita.
Oh, okay.
It was class. It was absolutely class.
Because
I got no text.
No.
I can't believe you said that about the darts. Like, what? Imagine turning it on at the most exciting part,
Tommy.
And it was replayed and replayed and you just switched it off.
17.
Because it was for a man who likes playing pool.
Tommy,
that's
the drama,
excitement.
Look, there's pool on BT Sports now. That's proper sport.
In that leg of darts, there were 17 out of 18 perfect darts.
Mm.
You can only throw 9 perfect darts. Both players threw 17 out of 18. They were both going for a 9-dart finish. Van Gerwen misses the double 12 by a millimetre for a 9-dart finish in a world final. And up comes behind him Buddy Smith and he hits a 9-dart.
What's the prize?
That's the 147, Tommy. It's
500,000.
500,000.
What?
And 200 for the runner-up. So
it was 500,000 for the winner and 200.
And what did you get for the 9-darts?
I don't know. Probably, and he was the only one in the whole competition. There was only one.
Tell us the 147 maximum.
Stand up
if you love your dad. Stand up if you love your dad. Stand up if you love your dad.
Just for the listeners, neither of you actually stood up there.
No.
Oh yeah,
we were doing it all.
Right,
the
arena. Stand up if you love your dad. Stand up if you love your dad. Stand up.
You know what? I would love to go to the Alley Pally to go and say that. Well, and drink a big load of beer and throw cans.
I've gigged in the Alley Pally.
In there?
No, not in that room. They have a smaller, sadder room beside it.
That's the green room.
Room where the darts is on, they have ice hockey on there during the year and they have a couple of snooker tournaments on as well.
How many people would be in there watching the darts like?
Oh, I'd say 40 or 50 people.
40 or 50, will you go away?
Watching the darts.
In the actual, would it be like
4,000 or 5,000.
Is it about a 10,000 seater or what?
The amount of beer and it's just a complete beer and darts fest. And the girls coming out dancing, the walk onto the stage is magnificent. The whole thing they do, it's just darts. Darts is back from the great days of Eric Bristow, Jockey Wilson.
Watching it before the Christmas, I watched.
Look at the way the hand is thrown. Look at the way the hand.
Every day. I was watching the darts.
You love your arrows.
Watch the few Irish lads that didn't.
That'll serve you well, that motion. Now tell me, would you please?
I have a friend in England who is Irish, who runs a massive venue and he has the darts in and he's the general manager or the Cardiff International Arena for Live Nation. And he's often said to me, would you come over and I'll get you right up the front.
Do
you know when they get on the steps?
Yeah.
When they're going up the steps and they give the kisses to their loved ones?
Yeah.
We could be there. And Tommy, would you go to the darts in Cardiff?
Oh, I'd sure have to. Yeah, I'd love that.
Sound so excited.
They cut to the crowd and stand up if you love your dance and one sad cut reading the Bible.
He'd be reading his missal.
We could do
Thursday's prayer.
Do you know what we could do? We could
first reading from the book
of Ecclesiastes. Jockey Wilson said to John Lowe, we could sit in the balcony and we could have our own box in the Cardiff Arena.
And he'd be looking for whiskey and everyone else would be having pitchers of beer.
I'll dress up as a nun.
There's probably a few of them.
Anyway, Dingle, you went down to Dingle.
So New Year's Day, we had planned to go down to Dingle on New Year's Day and for 2 days.
Confall.
Because Bretla ma van Kayla. Agus law Bretla. Togan Bretla dipna. Gushkupi hesh law kin Vienna. And it's always like, oh, it's anyone who has a January birthday. And I know they feel this way.
Are all horses born on the 1st of January?
Yes. Yes, they are, Tommy.
So to speak.
Every horse is born on the 1st of January.
So to speak, Larita. It's sort of, so to speak.
Not actually. But
like Christ wasn't actually born on Christmas Day.
No.
Because he couldn't be. Because the Immaculate Feast of the Conception is the 8th of December.
Oh, yes.
And so it'd be a turbo pregnancy. Unless when God gets into you, you only need to be in for a couple of weeks before he flies out.
Come on. That was for convenience reasons.
Her birthday is always sort of like on a second. Oh, God, here we go again. Do we have to go into town for something to eat?
You wouldn't say that to her face, would you?
No.
Yeah.
No, but anyone who has a birthday early January, they all feel the same. It's sort of like glazed over and sort of, oh, after Christmas. And anyway, this year we said we're going to Dingle for Mum's birthday. So I had to wait.
Was it a big one?
No,
can't say.
No.
Okay. Not at all.
No. And I had to wake the two boys up after New Year's Eve, 17 and 18 year olds. And I'd, let's just say, I felt as if I was like my mother coming in going, the smell of drink in this room and I'm opening windows. So I had to get the boys out of bed at 10:30 New Year's Day. Sort of head cold.
And did the young ones just make their own way home?
The young ones got out really quick out that.
They were gone.
Escape.
8:30 they left.
Can you imagine? Don't come in yet, Dad. Don't come in yet.
No, there wasn't any of that touch wood so far. But anyway, I finally got the lads ready. They had pillows and sausage sandwiches and the car was loaded.
Hostage sandwiches.
So I got them into the car. And we
dressed it all. You dressed them all.
And then and I love saying this when we're going out the gate. I said, did I lock the front door? And I stopped the car and I run back in because I have an awful tendency to check doors.
Is he still locking your front door?
OCD Ollie. Come on.
So out we go. And then I went, as we say, we always say this when we're on the road. We go, we're on the road now. Here we go. And the two boys in the back were comatose. They had pillows and everything. Pulled down the middle seat and they were comatose. And they were out of it on the iPods. So they didn't wake up until I had them in the most brilliant situation. They didn't even know where they were going. Instead of going down the road to Limerick, I said, Tipna, we're on an adventure. We'll go down and we'll get the ferry from Kilmore to Tarbert.
Oh, yeah.
So we were down there.
That's a lovely old
Kilmore, Tarbert, through Kilmore, Ibrickham, out through Lissacacy. We saw Fanny's. We went out by Fanny O'Dea's and out to our left and then up to Kilmore, Ibrickham and then down into Kilmore. So we were first in the queue.
That was like a segment in a Christy Moore song.
Up by Fanny O'Dea's and up the Kilmore. So we were sitting in the queue, first in the queue at the ferry, and Reen wakes up like the Antichrist, an 18-year-old with a hangover, and he just goes, what the fuck? Where are we? What's going on here? He just saw an expanse of water in front of him. We're waiting for a boat. And I turn around to him and I go, how are you? And he goes, what's going on? I said, we're getting a ferry. We're taking a boat to Kerry. It'll take about 5 hours. He goes, what the fuck? What are you doing to me, Dad? What are you doing, Dad? You fool. What are you messing at? And me, I was elbowing his mum at the front. And we just had an awful sneer at the two boys in the back because they didn't know where they were going.
Where did you stay in Dingle?
Wait, this gets better.
Oh, so we got good.
Hang on, Tommy, you're after bypassing the journey altogether.
We got onto the ferry, and it was a lovely breezy day. And I got out of the car, and I met some magnificent people. All us Gaelan, Hector,
you wouldn't get that in a fucking documentary about Native Americans. Wasn't that the most beautiful?
Sure.
So the minute we got on, we could hear this richness of these Kerry people. We got off the ferry in Tarbert, and what was in front of me? A massive sign going, Welcome to Kerry and Radio Kerry 98 FM. Turned it on, and for the next hour and a half, it was just fucking beautiful as we drove deep into Listowel with that lovely road and out through Tralee and through Camp and out through all along there. was Wishy Fogarty, the magnificent Kerry commentator, and they had the 1997 All-Ireland final, Kerry versus Mayo, in stereo sound the whole way to Dingle.
They play, hang on, they play replays of matches on the fucking radio.
Yes. Yeah. Kerry, this is the truth.
Well, because they won all the bloody matches.
This is the truth.
They?
And the ball, and the Wishy Fogarty was the Micheál Mura Hertig. He's passed away. They've named a roundabout after him in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney. Wishy Fogarty was the voice of Kerry football for 30 years on radio. And he's like, oh, the ball is thrown in. And it was just brilliant. Fucking, they were on about your man Billy O'Shea. I think in that All-Ireland final, Maurice Sheridan was kicking a few scores, but you were 7 or 8 points to 2 down. James Horn was playing, McManaman, David Heaney, McHale, all those. But look, you're not reacting.
I am, but you're in Rosatis. I remember all of it. So we need to go through it again.
Ball is thrown in here. Billy O'Shea's down now, and that is bad for Billy O'Shea. Doesn't look good. And Billy O'Shea.
Who's Billy O'Shea?
Billy O'Shea was the lad that was injured after 18 minutes.
And who does he play for?
He played for Kerry, and he was going well, and he broke his leg in the match. And look at Jack O'Connor and Paddy O'Shea are deep, and Mike Francis Russell is warming up on the sideline. But Johnny Crowley, I saw him in training during the week. He was running with he's gliding over it. Now, and the ball is into Morris Fitzgerald. Morris, the man for Samaris. Kersey lead. It's over the bar. And it's 9 points to 2 for Kerry. We're motoring now. But I'll tell you one thing. Stephen Steck will have to get closer. Seamus Minahan is winning good ball. But what I'm worried about now is the quality of ball going in. Because we need to get more scores with the award. Because I'll tell you one thing about Mayo. You know they'll come again in the second half. And that's one thing about Stephen Steck. He will be tight. And he's fouled. And the ball is popped over again by Maurice Sheridan. And the score is here. I'm worried now. So that was the whole way down. And I was driving through these beautiful villages called Camp and Lispole and Annascaul and the South Pole Inn. And I was going, this is fucking magnificent country. The car was buzzing. The boys were still asleep. And we were on our way to Dingle. And I just want to say to the Dingle people, they're fucking great. They're great.
Did you find nice bars for porter?
Yeah, we went into Dick Mac's, and then we found a lovely, nicer one called Bob Griffin's, a real old style one as you head down to the quay, where this woman called Bob Griffin, a lady whose her husband was a fisherman, she bought the pub on the sly on the QT when he was fishing one day in 1920 something, and he came back off the boat and he goes, we're after buying a pub, and it's Bob Griffin's pub, sat in a little snow.
And your missus is a Griffin.
She is a Griffin. You're right, Tommy.
And was she?
And we sat there and we had a couple of hot whiskies. And then we went for fish and chips. And then we went back up to the Dingle Skillig and we closed the door of the room there.
Is that a kind of is this a kind of a health spa hotel?
No, they have a swimming pool. It's a family hotel, right? It's an old Udras na Gaeltachta hotel.
No way.
That was built in the 70s by Udras na Gaeltachta, probably by a massive county council grant or an Udras grant, yeah. And they took it over, the Garvey family. But the vibe, we went down to Paul Ganey's pub. The boys wanted to go to Ganey's because they'd be big fans of Clifford and Ganey and all these players, so we went down there and watched the Liverpool match, and just the lads enjoyed it. They would have preferred if the weather was better, but we just thought Dingle. And the thing I was thinking is,
but it takes forever to get there, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It must have been 5 hours for you, was it?
If you get there in daylight, it's all the better. But it's just a magnificent. As you come out of Tralee and you go up out past what's that windmill area, Blennerville, and then you go up the hill and it's Camp, and you come round and there's a valley. I swear to God, it was like something out of Narnia, yeah. Looking out at Tralee Bay. It's an amazing part of the world. But you know, I was just thinking, like, West Kerry, they have it all sorted. West Cork, they've branded it and they've sorted the vibe and the atmosphere. West Clare, they've sorted it. Where'd you go for the weekend? I went to West Clare, to Doombaha, to Kilrush, to Kilkee. Why isn't there a West Galway or a West Mayo? Because when you...
Loads of places.
There is, but we don't brand it. We don't brand... Why isn't it branded in Galway,
sure,
like West Galway?
West Mayo is. Like, but I've never heard of... That's where Westport is.
Yeah, but where'd you go for the weekend? I was down with
Westport.
If someone said to you, where'd you go for the weekend? And you said, you know... And
the Wild Atlantic Way.
If someone said, aim those places you're after mentioning, they go, oh, that... Or you know, but if... You said, where'd you go for the weekend? And you said... I went to Longford.
Yeah.
You can have a fine time in Longford. You know,
keep going.
It's an interesting part of the country. But you don't, it doesn't really, you know, if someone says, where'd you go for the weekend? I'm taking the missus to Navan for a fortnight.
Yeah, nobody would like that.
You know, but you could say Carlingford.
Yeah, Carlingford, yes, yeah.
Is pretty. You could say Tremor if you'd no imagination.
Right.
I took the wife and the kids.
Where'd
to Tremor.
Where'd you go for the weekend? Roscommon.
Don't for a funeral.
No, but sure, you said Roscommon now.
It's like that thing I brought up before about Dundalk and Navan and Drogheda, that holy East trilogy of the East.
Holy.
Holy, spiritual, royal,
yeah, but you wouldn't go there.
Mystical.
On your
the
holidays.
Mystical triangle. West Kerry, West Cork, West Clare. Why don't we have a West Galway? Where'd you go for the weekend? I went to West Galway.
Is that because Connemara?
Yeah, but is that because Connemara has become imprinted?
Clifton.
Why don't we say...
If you said Clifton, you'd be fine. If you said the Aran Islands, you'd be fine. Yeah. If you said Clare Island, where'd you go? I'm myself and Mrs. went out to Boffin for 4 nights. That would be just...
Yeah, but if you said to them...
Yeah, but you see what I'm getting at? The West thing. I'm getting
if
at the
Westy
thing. If
you said to them, I went to Rahoon for the weekend or somewhere, like, don't be excited by it. Or
Rahoon has come on.
Have you ever been taken anywhere
Rahoon has come on leaps and bounds.
Or is Oranmore, isn't that exciting either, is it?
Oranmore's a roundabout and a castle and a shopping centre.
Exactly. Is there even a shopping centre there?
West Mayo.
Where have you... Can you name some places... Have you ever been with people, Larissa?
With people, yes.
With lovers. People who
right.
were...
don't you have to get specific, but
follow
through.
You're so defensive now that you're a sensible married woman.
Follow through with the questions.
And they said to you, let's go. And they've planned a weekend away.
Yeah.
And they've chosen the destination by themselves.
Mm.
Has anybody ever got it drastically wrong?
No. I don't really like going on long journeys. So like to drive from my house to B, which could be 5 hours away, I don't enjoy that. It takes the good out of the trip. It's like, I like going to Donegal, but like going to the closest part to Mayo to Donegal, like up to maybe Donegal
Bundoran.
Town. Or no, well, not Bundoran or Ballyshannon, but like Donegal Town.
Donegal Town is lovely. There's a lovely bar just off the square there.
Yeah, or further out just a little bit. But when you say go right up into the bloody...
Glenties.
I just think that scenery is an extension of Mayo. Like there's, you're just driving for hours and hours through the city.
Oh yeah, so you've ever seen Mayo.
Yeah, we did.
Mayo, yeah.
Well, when I say scenery, I mean bogland and like...
The mountains
vast,
of Donegal, Larissa.
Vast area. You drive out to
Donegal
Balmoral.
Is the Grand Canyon of Ireland.
No, but it's the same as Mayo.
Arizona.
Hang on. Donegal is the same as Mayo.
Yeah, it is the same. Like what? Okay, it has...
Then why? How come then if Donegal is the same as Mayo, how come then when the country has been partitioned that the Irish government would say, Ari, may have Donegal just the same as Mayo?
Yeah, but sure, Sligo got in the way. Like, you know,
don't
it's
be blaming it. Sligo.
But like, there. So I like going to areas that you get somewhere and after 2 hours you're there. It's not a big, long journey. You're not going, oh, fuck, please stop. Like, you have to break up. If I was going to Dingle, I'd have to stop in Limerick or I'd have to stop in like a closer part of Kerry first and like take days there. Like, I'd need to go for a week and break it up and, you know, enjoy it. Be too much to drive there and come back.
Yeah.
After two days.
I tripped out to the island with the family for New Year's Eve.
And?
Lovely. Again.
What was the crack on like 12 o'clock?
Myself and the beloved were in the house drinking poutine at 12 midnight. And
between the Porsche, she's a labber.
No, they were down the bar drinking. While they were drinking.
8 years of age.
Points of my money.
It was lovely. Lovely. The weather was amazing. Lovely walks. Great long
nice weather.
Stretchy walks.
Tell me about the... Was there any tourists around on a New Year's Eve
There's a few people who come out to play music and stuff like that. But generally speaking, it was Ihecun.
Lovely.
You know, it was just easy and chatty and, you know, like I keep saying to you, it's in a Shears type of place. You can have a glass of whiskey and a pint at 10:30 in the morning and no one will pass any remarks.
Yes.
So that's what we did. We started drinking early, home for a little snooze, up again, drink some more, home for a little snooze.
Lovely.
Drink.
And the fire
drink
on.
And the fire on the whole time. But it was lovely. Yeah, it was great.
Nice. I think I found the nicest village in Ireland. Right.
Any odds it's in Mayo, Hector?
No, it's not. It's actually not. It's in Westmeath.
Give us a clue. Go on.
I know what it is.
Don't tell us what it is, because me and Tommy love Westmeath.
Well, I can't really give you a clue other than it's a small village.
Yes.
It has kind of, I would say, old, almost kind of Georgian aristocratic kind of vibe.
Oh, yes.
It's just up from the Dog and the Duck in the corner there.
It is.
Down to Port.
Yeah, and it's come on leaps and bounds in the last couple of years because a lot of the yachts can pull in right at the waterfront there. And it's beautiful. You can get a fine bottle of wine. And,
where?
In Glasson. Glasson.
Glasson, not Coosan.
Coosan and Glasson. Yeah, and the sister parishes.
Down in the lovely village in Grogan's Bar.
Oh, yes.
Traditional musicians there playing for New Year's Eve.
Is that where you went for New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it was absolute. I just thought it was one of the nicest places. There was no assholes there. Like, there was none at all.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you meet people and they're like sickening you. Everyone was nice and welcoming.
That's the Midlands.
What I've learned
you.
About Glasson is there's only a small percentage of Glasson people are actually from Glasson. A lot of people are blow-ins or married in there, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people have come from other parts of Ireland and there fell are people, in love with it. And
there's lake people, you know.
Yes.
I told you this. My father's mad for the lake.
Yeah.
Like, my father would have been a young fella in Athlone, and from the age of 8 or 9 upwards, had the freedom of the lake.
Yeah.
Now, these are the days before fucking life jackets. And, you'd leave the house at 7 in the morning. Your mother wouldn't even know you were at the door. Mm. And all you knew is, as long as you were back before 8 or 9 that night, no one to pass any remarks on you. And himself and his pals will go down to where the Jolly Mariner is now.
Yes, the Jolly Mariner.
And there's a little bit of a Covenant pier there. And they will take boats out in the island.
Yeah. Class.
Isn't that fucking unbelievable?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Not a care in the world.
But at that age, though.
Yeah. I know. Like, well, I suppose we had the luxury of being on a lake as well. So we were able to do that, go swimming. Nobody would ever be saying, oh God, don't be going swimming or it's not safe. Or you'd be going out jumping off rocks and lock on and spending the day up there, whatever it was, like just going on adventures.
But why is that freedom gone? Like, why is that? That's
because everyone's afraid now, or there's accidents, or oh Jesus Christ!
If you're away and say to you, Hector, lads, Dad, Mickey Finn has got a boat. We're going to take it out to one of the islands.
I'd be going, okay.
Do you have life jackets?
Yeah, do you have life? No. Okay, no, they wouldn't. But you see, I don't think their imagination. Where they play and where they have their adventures for young lads now or for young ones, they don't have that. Is it that sense of the river or the sense of the lake or the sense that there's an island there? It's just they're all restricted into certain things. They don't have that adventure.
So well,
gene in them, do you know what I mean?
So would their adventure be them being cars?
Yeah, or they go to the house parties.
House parties and drugs and.
No, it's not even that. It's just they're just in circulating
strippers.
And fucking. No, it's not that. It's just like going up the. Now, having said that, in Clare Galway, they all go down to the river to swim during the summer, so they do use the river. Like, I'm sure the young people around you would use the lake in this high summertime. But for people to go away, it's like that getting out. We said it before. It's like getting a tent. A young lad's to get a tent and go off and have their cans in a tent in the middle of a field. That's pushing the boundaries of the wildlife and getting out into what you were saying about your dad, what he did as a young lad, lighting fires on an island in a lake up the far side of Athlone. They're the things.
Playing cowboys and Indians with his pals on an island.
When is the last
on a boat.
Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, class.
My father saying to some young when he left on a little island, I will come back for you.
Imagine if they said, Dad, we're going up the middle of, we're going up the Corrib. There's a small little island. We've 10 bottles of.
We've left a couple of young ones up there. We need to bring them some food and water.
We've got 10 bottles of Buckfast. And we're going up. I'd say if we're going camping on an island, you know, out by Uachtarard, the Glen Road and down into those magical islands. Wouldn't it be brilliant if you. I'd be going, can I come with you as well? I'll drive the boat. Speedboat up the island. We'll fish as well. But like, I don't know.
Have you been tempted into making plans for the rest of the year now?
Oh, no.
Not really. No. I told you about the ice bats and all that. I'm going ahead with all that. I am going to go ahead with it. I haven't gone ahead with it yet because I haven't had time.
Where are you going to get
the barrel? But I guarantee you, by the end of this month.
Where are you going to get the barrel?
There's a load of them. There.
Where?
There's a load of them on Dundeel. All you have to do is Google.
There's lots of places you can buy them.
You can get them on Dundeel.
And what did what? When
I've never, ever, ever, ever bought anything on Dundeel, right? I have you?
Never.
No, but I used to do this thing where I'd find deals of the week and find, like, you know, the most obscure things that you'd find on Dundeel, like, you know, a talking parrot or a, like, the most rarest of things. If you do you do dive through it, it is a fascinating.
And have you ever purchased?
No.
Have you set up an account?
Oh, I actually, Jesus, that's right. I was supposed to buy.
Bought a house in Longford.
No, I bought a bloody handle off for a garage off a man there and I never went to pick it up with him. So I must go do that in Ballyhonus.
The garage door, is it?
There's just the handle I had on my garage door was broken. So I took it off and I was supposed to buy him. I rang a man in Ballyhonus, did a bit of dealing with him. I was like, he was like, it was 50 euro or something. I says, you'll take 35 for cash, will you? And he says, I don't know, I have it a good while. I says, if you will, I'll get you 35 euro. I says, it'll ring you Tuesday, but sure, I never went up to get it off him. But yeah, you'd be finding rare old stuff on it.
That's
the only thing that I ever bought on it. But you can buy loads.
No, if you Google ice baths on ice bath kegs, there's loads of them. Yeah.
Ice bath kegs.
Yeah. Like those barrels, sherry barrels. Google them and there's steps up and everything.
But I think I've sold a few cats on it.
And what do you have to notice in your... your nails, Larita.
Oh yeah, I went for the goth look for Christmas. Yeah,
that's a lot of women.
It's a little bit Sisters of Mercy.
I'd say when the beloved comes into the house and sees them nails, he knows.
What vibe are they giving off?
They are just whatever's going to happen is going to be fairly serious.
Light the candles and close the bedroom door.
Black nails.
Yeah. But that was all
I didn't get these for Christmas. I got them for the New Year, so that might say something about the.
There's no guarantee of intimacy of a physical kind, but
there could be scratching.
But there's drama. There is drama.
Could there be blood, Tommy? There will be blood.
So there's a full story behind this colour nail, is there?
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there isn't from my point of view, but I see there is from yours.
So how often do you get them done now?
I get them done about 2.5-3 weeks.
Every 2.5-3 weeks?
Yeah.
And so they're black?
Yeah, they only got black last week, so they'll be off again next week. By like probably around the 15th or 16th.
And do different colours make you feel different things?
No. I get red all the time and I just thought, I need to break it up a small bit.
But women go for the purply, the plum and the black.
Yeah, this time
festive
of the year,
time,
yeah.
Don't they? Yeah.
Or it's kind of autumny colours and wintry colours.
Like, would you be ever munging the beloved?
Right.
And your hands would be around his shoulders.
Right.
And you'd be getting more of a buzz from the colour of your own nails than you would be from the munge.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You'd be there seeing them in different light. I'll just go over by the window there, I'll have a look at them. See if they're as good as I thought they were when I was
kissing me under the lamp. I want to take a look at my fingers.
Nails have become a multi-billion-dollar industry, haven't they? Nails.
Would you ever get yours done?
Nails by Josephine. I go every week.
You get the pet. You get the manicure.
Bars? Do you ever look at the people in nail bars just sitting there, their two hands out? They're just fucking cues.
No, but there's intriguing nails. Conversations take place in the nail bar.
How do you know when a nail bar is good? Because you look in, I'd be looking in, it'd be all sorts.
Would you like, if you had to get a colour now, what would you get done in yours, Hector?
I'd get canary yellow.
No, yellow?
Who did I meet once on the trip last month in Indonesia?
You get yellow so you wouldn't this fucking knock down walking home at night.
Yeah, what the fuck? So highly reflective.
Over here, you don't have to put the torch on.
I'm walking down the road just smoking 10 cigarettes.
I met a man in Bali who eats so much turmeric. I swear to God, he swears by spoons of turmeric and honey every morning that his two hands, and he was almost like Buddha-like, but his hands were bright yellow. And as I was talking to him during the interview about what he was doing, I said, can I stop you for a second? Can you show me your nails and show me your hands? And his hands had been stained over years of chopping turmeric.
My father got into a fix doing that. And I came up to the house one day and I was like, Dad, your lips are all yellow and your teeth. I was like, what's wrong with you? And he was like, oh, I read on the internet the turmeric is good for arthritis. I was like, but what are you doing eating the entire piece of it? Like, you know, they're like ginger. Yeah. He was like, I'm cutting it up there and eating away
Fair
at
play
it.
To him
and
he's right.
His fingers and his teeth and his
hands were luminous yellow. His nails had been stained. I said, will it ever come off? He says, no, I'm eating turmeric all my life. He said, I can't explain
to you
how important. Nothing. And he was a vivacious middle 50s man, full of life and full of spirituality, and his hands were yellow from turmeric. And if you go into a health shop now, it's all the rage.
You'd be afraid of what people would
Men can get their nails.
Not so much on stage now, but on around the house, you'd be kind of, would the kids throw half a strange eye on you if you had black nails done?
Why don't
Hector?
You get them painted?
Tommy, that's the next stage for you now if you start doing the nails. It'll be very, very Marilyn Manson, won't it? It'll be very...
You could just paint one hand.
You've tattooed the hand. And if you start doing the nails
It wouldn't even
now,
look unusual
it'll be,
for
you. You have to join a rock and roll band. and you'll have to play deep, dark Smoke Machine.
No, it wouldn't even look weird for you to have your nails painted.
I don't think it would either.
Not
who's
at
the
all.
Comedian in England who does the...
Eddie Izzard.
No, yes, he's one of them. And another guy who does the cooking, the baking thing in the field, in the market.
Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding
would
yeah.
be very much either. But you'd have to get that look, Tommy. If you go down those nails, you'll have to get the black mascara then. And darken the eyes. Well, yeah. You're going full goth.
I don't think it would be at all. Like, I don't think someone would take a second look at you having your nails painted. Hector, I think they'd be.
I wouldn't do it. Interesting thing about Hindus have normal nails until their bottom, the small finger, is really, really long nails.
Ugh.
All Hindus. Long. Now, I mean.
Why?
Like a claw. I don't know what
it is. What do they use it for?
I think it's for picking their teeth because they use their left hand to eat and their right hand to clean their home.
That's disgusting.
But they all, I've noticed that they have a long, long nail finger, most Hindus.
I don't like when men have long nails.
No.
I was on the train one day and there was a man sitting across from me and he had long fingernails and I everywhere I looked, I was looking at his fingernails. I can't deal with that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Would you have any advice to me, Larissa? You came to see the stand-up show.
I thought... The last time I had seen your stand-up show was probably...
Did you see me in Ballina?
No. Because I was sick that time.
Of course you were, yeah.
But so I haven't.
Of course she was, yeah. Of course she was, yeah. She was sick. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were sick then, Tommy, when you were playing Ballina.
So I would say the last time I saw a show of yours was probably before COVID.
Oh, really? That's a long time ago.
Well, it would have been because you weren't touring.
No, don't. I'm just looking for.
I'm not going to give you feedback, like.
No. I want criticism. I don't want any compliments. If you were to make any suggestions.
And be honest here. Be honest.
Just cut to the core. Is there anything you thought, he's made a hymns of that, or I don't like his clothes, or
that was a bit of a lull mid.
Interesting.
It got a bit slow.
Hat that you wear looks like it's your hair from afar.
Okay, so maybe drop the hat.
Yeah,
and just be bald.
Just embrace the baldness.
Just embrace the baldness.
Yeah. I thought it went very fast.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I enjoyed it in that sense.
Yeah.
I was expecting you maybe to have a break in between, but you don't do that anymore.
But did you miss the support act?
No, but I mean you have a break.
Well, you'd only have a break if you were doing both halves.
Well, you used to have a break though sometimes.
That's only when I was doing both halves.
Okay, so this you'd call that a half. Your one is a full half, like. It's longer than a half.
Yeah, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. When you have a support act, Larissa.
You don't need a break.
You don't need a break.
Okay.
Now, Billy Connolly used to do 2 or 3 hour shows, no break, straight through.
Oof. Fuck.
Straight through. And Billy would do, Billy has done tours of 80 to 90 shows in a row.
No, every day.
No nights off.
Fuck. Yeah. I was watching.
I just said, what that then gives you permission to do is, say you're going to go on stage for 2.5 hours. And it's show 49 in a 90 show run.
Mm.
You just get so comfortable.
Yeah, you with know where it. You're going.
And also you can tell different types of stories. Like I think with the shorter the set, the more kind of the more kind of jokes you need.
Right.
But when you're doing 2.5 hours, you can tell long fucking, like some of Hector's, like long stories.
Hector's like Billy Connolly.
You can tell long stories that are just fucking...
That would be...
Branching off.
Would it be exhausting though?
For an audience?
No, for the person that's...
It would, but that's, I mean, that's all you're doing during the day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? the whole day will be building.
There's
very
few comedians that do that now.
I think you need to introduce the glass of whiskey on the set for yourself. Mm. Have a little sip of it.
I did try that once. I was on tour in England and I started drinking whiskey. I had a glass of whiskey on, and I just, it affected me mind.
How? Like one?
Yeah, it just made me a bit. It's a kind of.
Yeah, but
it's
you.
It's weird now, because. Does it come across as casual? What? The show?
Yeah.
So it comes across as casual, but it's actually a fucking tightrope walk.
A siege.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so what I have found is I started doing that, the Wim Hof breathing thing again. And I found that has really put me into a state of mind where I can go out and just kind of take chances or something like that.
Yeah.
But I find it, remember what we were saying the other day about, we're 0.5% lacking in alcohol.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all, like, so I'm curious about that. But a glass of whiskey is you're probably adding 2 points as opposed to 0.5 of a point. So maybe
whiskey.
Yeah, maybe I think maybe a glass of Guinness might be better.
Oh no, because it'll go flat and you wouldn't like it.
Okay.
Or a bottle. You could have a bottle of Guinness.
The old bottle of Guinness.
Yeah, the bottle is done. Because it's not that you necessarily, it's not that you need it or you. But I'd be interested in just to see how it would affect
the mind.
Your flow.
In terms of a night out now, say, so John Colleary, who's my support actor,
he's brilliant. I love him.
Brilliant comic.
I was watching him in a movie over the Christmas, actually. It was about, it was about your man that wrote the Christmas Carol.
Percy French.
Oh, fucking Percy French.
No, Percy French was another documentary.
You know,
by the way, kudos to the writer that wrote the
Christmas Carol. Why
wouldn't Scrooge? Everybody's a Scrooge.
Yeah, your man that wrote that.
Charles Dickens.
Yes, it was about him starting off.
It was an Irish adaptation of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't an Irish one, but there was a load of Irish.
Are you sure John Colleary was in that?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the cop at the very end.
Oh, maybe.
I was really excited to see him. David McSavage was in it as well.
Ah, right, that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of a night out, what was the feeling in the pub afterwards? Compared to going to see a gig or going to see, like, because you'd hopefully would have spent a good amount of the night laughing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, it was a full on laughing. It was, your show's become more sophisticated as well.
But not about that.
I'm just saying as well, the audience has changed as well, hasn't it? Like, it's got older in one sense.
I don't know.
I think the crowd,
yeah,
to a point, are a little bit older. It sets you up for crack because
that's what I'm after, yeah.
So it's kind of...
people are leaving in a high state of elation.
No, I think when you're having the drinks or you'll have... It'll be like a reminder, oh, that's pure funny. Do you know that bit about... Yeah. Or you'd tell a story or it should remind you of something.
Yeah.
It should prompt a conversation. It should lead you into something else.
But I'm suppose what I'm asking is about the feeling of going to see...
You're relaxed, you see, afterwards. You're all relaxed and you're just, you know, out for points and you're having crack.
Yes.
And you're... It's like you've been set up for a night out.
Isn't that fantastic?
Do you know what I mean? As in you're teed up.
You're teed up to go. You're ready to go. You're in good form.
Yeah. You're in good form, which is a nice thing to feel.
It makes you kind of... I think because you've had that giddiness and the laughing out of the way, it kind of just relaxes you into...
And is it sad then to know that I'm in a hotel room on my own in my underpants drinking porter?
Just
you're
watching
up to
your
room
watching Euro News.
Got up to a room with a tray of whiskey.
Just look at me feet.
Sitting there in the bed ordering a club sandwich.
You can have crack, Tommy. You just got to
see,
open
you
it.
Put all the crack into the show and then you're pure anti.
You don't give any more.
I'm like a priest in the sacristy.
Is it a pure anti-climax? That's what he said.
I'm like a priest in the sacristy.
Just sitting there with no. And all the boys have disappeared.
I'm like a fella.
Drinking the table wine.
I'm like a fucking... I'm like some kind of holy man after an exorcism. The family are delighted because the devil is gone. I'm just on my own in the porch going...
Sweating.
Me life.
I just walks off with a little bag. Excellent.
It was very, I have to say, it was very enjoyable, but I did think it went too fast.
Did anyone recognise you at the gig?
I don't know.
Come on, Loretta. Did anyone say hi, Loretta?
It's funny because it was still, it was like I did, John did about 25 minutes to half an hour. And I
but
did,
see, the other thing
And
is,
I did about 75 or 80.
No, but that's what's long good. Enough, like. It's good that you don't kind of go saying, oh, fuck, that was going on too long.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
want to
yeah.
be left kind of going, oh, fuck.
A bit more.
I want a bit more, yeah, so it was good. And there was a great crowd in there. Good. Everyone was in giddy form. Everyone was.
Damien Dempsey played about four or five, just I don't know, I was right up to Christmas, and that was a spiritual. I saw some clips of
Christy
that.
Christy Moore did as well, didn't he?
Did he play the Vicar Street for Christmas?
I think he did.
I think Damien books it now on the 24th and the 23rd, and it's just a complete.
That is like a.
That's mass.
It is mass. And I was talking to somebody who said that it's a lot of men at those shows, a lot of well built, like Damien is their leader.
Yeah, he's like
he's a tribal
and he
leader.
Takes it so seriously. Oh, like yeah. I remember chatting to him one time, and he says to me, "I won't do the accent, but it's something like that."
Go on, try
it. Go on, do it.
We're just no, feeling. Ah!
That's fucking that's Cork, man. Yeah.
What?
Damien doesn't go. Hey, how's the wine?
That's how he talks. He's
Damien Dempsey talks with a deep fucking voice.
You're that's not, you're thinking of fucking Ann Doyle or something.
Damien, Hector, how are you doing? Come as a talk to you, Macara. Damien is a more of a thing, you know. Go on.
So
fucking Cork again, Corrine. No, I just Corrine Park.
It just he said to me one time that he just felt that there's so many people who come to those shows, and he said so many people have been telling him over the years that it's one of the best nights out for them in the 12 months. Yeah. And he said he carries that.
Yeah.
He carries that awareness with him before the show. So when he walks out on stage, he wants to be totally and utterly prepared so he can deliver.
Oh.
One of the best nights of the year for these people. But it's seemingly, no more than say with Joanne McNally, it's mainly women and a couple of homosexual gentlemen who go along to the show. Right. Do you know what I mean? So I'd ask, you know, so Joanne, at the moment, for an amazing comic, but that would be her kind of, be 90% women, there'd be a couple of gay guys and maybe a couple of boyfriends and stuff like that. But it's, what Joanne is doing is phenomenal, but that's her kind of,
genre
crowd at the moment,
yeah.
And Damien's crowd at the moment is fucking the big lads into the foreground. You sing Jesus for us now, Damo, and he just fuck.
Yeah, and it's men that showing their feelings, and it's men opening up their emotions and fucking, you know, having a great night out with fucking
and singing, just fucking
singing together in harmony.
I don't feel so good anymore.
I'll never let your negative vibes catch you up to me. Oh, listen, when he goes like this, New York, New York, I'm coming. Ah, there's so many moments in that fucking that he has that would bring you to fucking goosebumps and tears.
And Damien is one of those people where it doesn't matter to us. There are people who are famous in Ireland, and there are people who are famous all over the world.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's something like if someone said to you, if you try to explain Christy Moore to somebody from Mexico,
right,
it doesn't matter that they don't know who he is.
Yes.
You know, because he's important to us. And the same with Damien. It doesn't matter to us that he mightn't be a superstar in the States and appearing on Ellen. Because he's, you know, it's a real interesting thing of.
But he also doesn't really, he doesn't deserve
it. It's like Hurling. Hurling fucking belongs to us.
Yeah.
Damien Dempsey belongs
he does.
To us.
And you know what he's done in the last year? He's gigged all over relentlessly around the country. And he's, I think he's back to his best or whatever his best is. He was never back down lower than his best because he's such a performer on stage, gives 1,000%. But he's fucking.
My life is your face. Now, and your face is my life. Sing it on you. Oh God, the love we have for you, me brother. I die for you, you know. I would. Everybody, we are the champions, champions of Europe.
Fucking, he, you know, when he goes, and there was hush, and there was speed, and there was yokes, and plenty of weed. So he's singing things that fucking, And then he gets so soft when he goes, standing by the sea, my down me. He's got this beautiful.
I have to say, Damien is goosebumps. Listening to it's how goosebumps. He sounds on the podcast.
Way back in the day, I pulled up at a shoot, I don't know, 20 fucking years ago, Trevor was doing sounds, Trevor Cunningham, that did sound on your Stray Sod down in Cork. And Trevor was mad into Damien. I was mad into Damien. Had his first album out, and I was driving a Lexus IS200 with a good sound system. And
it's hard to know where the story's going, Lisa. What is it about?
Lexus. He had a Lexus IS200 and I had a Lexus IS200. We were in the middle of nowhere on a shoot waiting for Roscoe, and I had Damien fucking blasting, and he pulled up and he had Damien blasting, and we both put on the same song on the same CDs and the same cars, and we fucking sang it. And
that was 20 years ago.
He's a remarkable man, and he's a good, strong Irishman.
Head of the tribe. God bless and good luck to you. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Talk to you again soon. Good luck.
Take care. Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday.
That's my young lad. I have to take this.
Yes, take it. Yeah.
Shane, are you at home? You're on the podcast live here now, so just mind yourself. What's happening?
Why didn't I bring the car,
Shaney? Because Daddy is in town having a pint live on the podcast. So I'm not drinking and driving. Well spotted outside. Are you going to have some food?
Yeah, good luck.
He's like, he thought he was after.
Did you hear the nab?
See what happens after that.
Did you hear the
nab? What did he say to you?
Why did you not bring the car?
Are you not doing the podcast, he said.
He says, why did you not bring the car? Why is the car outside?
Because he knows Tuesday, Wednesdays. But hey, how cool is that? Good luck.
He's a young
Hector.
He's going to take the car now and go for a spin.
Right, good luck. I know we're talking on that podcast. Good luck.
Do you ever think, like, if you were...
You fool. We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members-only episode. To find out more, head to thlpod.com/members-only.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.